You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and this time we're taking a closer look at a growing crisis on our streets, pedestrian accidents. Here's a shocking statistic. Every 88 minutes, someone in America loses their life just crossing the road. And despite all the safety tech out there, that number keeps going up. So today, we're breaking down why it's happening and what you should know if it happens to you.
You know what's really surprising about these accidents? They're not just happening in busy city centers like most people think.
That's right. They occur everywhere from quiet suburban neighborhoods to rural highways. And here's what makes this particularly troubling. When these collisions happen, the consequences are often devastating since we're talking about unprotected individuals being struck by vehicles weighing thousands of pounds.
And I imagine the financial impact can be just as devastating as the physical injuries.
Exactly. Medical bills alone can quickly spiral into hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's not even counting lost wages, ongoing rehabilitation costs, and other long-term expenses that many victims face.
Well, what are some of the main factors causing these accidents? I mean, besides the obvious ones like drunk driving.
So distracted driving is actually the biggest culprit these days. All those people checking their phones, adjusting GPS, or even trying to eat while driving. But here's something interesting. Distracted walking is becoming a huge problem too, with pedestrians completely absorbed in their devices.
That's such an important point about shared responsibility, though drivers obviously bear the greater burden since they're operating the potentially deadly vehicle.
And that's exactly why having proper legal representation through the Injury Helpline is so crucial. These cases involve multiple layers of complexity, from criminal charges to administrative penalties to civil liabilities. Most people simply aren't equipped to handle that alone.
Oh, and don't forget about all the different types of compensation victims might be entitled to.
Right. We're talking immediate medical expenses, long-term care costs, lost wages, pain and suffering, and even projected future earning potential. But here's something many people don't realize. Even if you were partially at fault, you could still be entitled to significant compensation under comparative negligence laws.
Could you explain how that works in practical terms?
Let's say you were crossing slightly outside a crosswalk when you were hit. Under comparative negligence, you might be found 20% at fault, but you could still recover 80% of your damages. That's why having an experienced attorney through the Injury Helpline evaluating your case is so important. They understand these nuances that most people wouldn't even know to consider.
And timing is absolutely crucial in these cases, isn't it?
Exactly. There are strict deadlines, called statutes of limitations for filing claims. Miss that window, and you could lose your right to compensation entirely, no matter how strong your case might have been. That's why the Injury Helpline makes it so easy to get connected with an attorney quickly and at no cost to the victim.
Well, that's good to know, especially since these attorneys work on a contingency fee basis, meaning they only get paid if they win the case.
Right. And here's what you should do immediately after being involved in a pedestrian accident. First, check for injuries and call 911, even if you think you're okay, because adrenaline can mask serious injuries. Then, if possible, document everything. Take photos of the scene, the vehicle, your injuries, and gather witness contact information.
And seeking immediate medical attention is crucial too, even if you feel fine at first.
That's so important because many serious injuries, especially head trauma and internal injuries, might not show immediate symptoms. Getting prompt medical attention serves two purposes. It ensures any hidden injuries are identified and treated early, and it creates an official medical record linking your injuries to the accident.
The whole process sounds incredibly overwhelming for someone who's just been through such a traumatic event.
That's exactly why the Injury Helpline exists, to take that burden off victims' shoulders. Their network includes attorneys who specialize in pedestrian accident cases and understand all the complexities involved. These professionals handle everything from investigating the accident to negotiating with insurance companies to representing you in court if necessary.
And they help calculate those future costs too, which most people wouldn't know how to do on their own.
Absolutely crucial point. Because once you accept a settlement, you can't go back and ask for more if you realize later that your injuries are going to cost more than you thought. That's why having an experienced attorney who knows how to project these future costs is so important.
So the bottom line is, don't try to handle this alone.
Exactly. Contact the Injury Helpline immediately for a free consultation. The sooner you reach out, the better chance you have of preserving evidence and building a strong case. Remember, their service is available nationwide 24/7, and there's absolutely no cost to get connected with an experienced attorney who can protect your rights and help you get the compensation you deserve.